it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is the Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Jeff Rieger, another episode of the Daily Ticket. It's the 8th, it's Monday, it's 2024, it's pretty nice outside, but we have a baseball team that doesn't seem like it's going to be all that good. Have you seen the Tigers offense recently? Funny, neither have I, neither have they. Over the last 2 days, after starting 6-1 and winning on opening day and the Tigers being the toast of the town and everybody being excited about them, there was only one thing they could do to wreck the vibe. There was only one thing they could do to make you worry. There was only one thing they could do to piss you off. And they did it. They lost back-to-back games to the Oakland Athletics. They scored one run. One run on the homeless Oakland Athletics. Are they from Oakland? Are they from Sacramento? Are they really even a Major League Baseball team? Nobody fucking knows. And they took a series from the red-hot, thought-to-be-changed Detroit Tigers in Detroit. I mean, it was rather embarrassing, to tell you the truth. Saturday, a guy by the name of Paul Blackburn pitched. Blackburn is a career 5 ERA dude. And sure, he started off the season well. 7 innings of scoreless baseball against the Guardians. Against the Tigers, 6 innings, 3 hits, 4 strikeouts, 85 pitches. The changeup was his out pitch. Tiger bats didn't stand a fucking chance. They got blanked. They had 5 hits the entire game. They lost 4-0. They fell to 6-2. Now, not the biggest of deals, right? It's understandable to have a clunker every now and then. You just can't follow it up with another clunker. Like, I get it. They got rained out in New York on back-to-back days. They had to play a doubleheader on Thursday. They had to hop on a flight. They had to fly to Detroit. They had to play the emotional opening day annual holiday game. I understand why they might lose. I understand why they might not hit. They're humans. It makes perfect sense. No issue with it at all. The only thing they couldn't do was do it again the next day. The only thing they couldn't do was lose a series to the pathetic Oakland Athletics. But that's exactly what happened yesterday. And yesterday was even worse. Yesterday, there's a dude on the mound for the Athletics. His name is Joe Boyle. Joe Boyle stinks. Now, he's 24 years old, and he throws 97, 98. Can't locate to save his life. Joe Boyle had a 7 walk rate. A 7 walk rate in the minor leagues. They bring him up. Can't control anything. And yesterday, a guy with no control, a guy that threw more balls than strikes. Think about that. He threw 87 pitches. 44 were balls. 43 were strikes. Think about that. He took so many hitters to 3 ball counts. He went 5 innings, 2 hits, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. But he got better as the game went on. Tigers' bats probably got worse as the game went on. Back-to-back games, you get outscored by the Oakland Athletics 11-1. Like, what the fuck? And we knew this was going to happen. I'm not right about anything, but I'm right about this. I knew the Tigers' offense was going to disappoint and underwhelm. That's why I bitched and I moaned and I yelled and I screamed and I said, go get Cody Bellinger. Go get Matt Chapman. By the way, 9 RBI for Chapman in 7 games. Don't need him. He's not hitting great average-wise, but still. I yelled, go get JD Martinez. I got laughed at. I got mocked. I got told Scott Harris, the president of baseball operations, is a genius. I got told to shut up. And now after 9 games, I'm not quite sure this is a playoff team, because I do think the offense will continue to stink. Like, I have some serious issues with the Tigers offense. And it's simply because they're trusting a bunch of guys that have zero track record. That's what it is. In baseball, prospects are great, but you have no idea if they're going to pan out. More than any other sport, I feel, it's such an inexact science. So look at the Tigers right now. Spencer Torkelson, you're counting on him, right? He's hitting 184 with a 462 OPS. That's horrible. Riley Green hit the only homer yesterday, scored the only run yesterday, 188. 785 OPS, that's not bad. Colt Keith, new in town, never played a Major League Baseball game. Sets of big moments already, like the second game of that doubleheader against the Mets. Colt Keith, 214, 563 OPS. Javi Baez, 154, 302 OPS. He's already been benched twice. They might not call it getting benched, but he makes $20 million a year. He's your starting shortstop. You don't play 2 games in the first 9, you're benched. Parker Meadows, not even hitting 100. 450 OPS. You're telling me this offense is going to heat up? You're telling me this offense is going to score runs? I don't believe it. I got some great stats to back up my point. So I did a show yesterday on the air with the new guy, Mark Ryan. Really good on the radio. And he came to the show with a couple of stats just to tell you how far off the Tigers are from actually competing offensively. The last 12 teams last year that made the playoffs, they averaged 5 runs a game in the regular season. Tigers are at 3.2. Not good. Those same 12 teams, they averaged almost 9 hits per game, 8.7 to be exact. The only 2 games in 9 games so far for Detroit where the Tigers got over 9 hits or 9 or more hits, both those games with the extra innings. They needed the bonus runner on second base. They needed the extra chance. And they came against bad teams. That's the other thing. Like, everybody made such a big deal about the schedule. You're playing the Mets, you're playing the White Sox, you're playing the A's, you should be 7-2, you should be 8-1. Well, they're 6-3, so it's not a bad record. But it sure ended poorly. But you can't roll a bunch of shitty teams. This offense is dreadful. And frankly, I'm ready to make a declaration that I shouldn't be making 9 games into a very long season. I don't believe this is a playoff team. After 2 games, I don't believe this is a playoff team. That's unfair. It's stupid. It's bullheaded. I understand I could totally be wrong. Maybe the offense heats up, but it sure in the hell didn't last year. They were 28th offensively. This year, they're even worse early on. This offense stinks. And Scott Harris did nothing to go out and make it better. And it's sad. In fact, if you want to take it a step further, I saw this tweet. I'm going to read this to you. Scott Harris, so far, and again, it's 9 games, so this probably isn't fair, but we're going to do it anyway. Guy that I follow on Twitter, at Sports5176. His name's Mark. Good dude. Actually hosts his own podcast about the Tigers. He points out, Scott Harris moves. So far, Scott Harris moves since taking over. Here they are. Matt Mierling, Nick Maton, Sands, I don't even remember his first name, Michael Lorenzen, Carson Kelly, Zach McKinstry, Mark Canha, Kenta Maeda, 2 years, $24 million, Jack Flaherty, $14 million, Gio Urshela, $1.5 million, Tyler Holton, Mason Englert, Matt Boyd, $10 million, that worked out. And then Shreve, the reliever. I forget his first name. Oh, also, he took Max Clark over Wyatt Langford. Max Clark is 0-10 so far this season. Wyatt Langford just had an RBI double over the weekend, hitting in the 3 or 4 spot for the world champion Texas Rangers. Could have had Langford. Didn't want him. College bat, as opposed to Max Clark, was the high school bat. Maybe Max Clark turns out to be good, but wouldn't it be nice to have a Wyatt Langford you can put in the middle of this lineup right now? He'd be your best hitter. I am truly pissed off about what I saw over the weekend. Truly pissed off. And now the free ride's over. Like, the Tigers now play some legitimately good teams. They go to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's off to a really hot start. I get it. Pittsburgh folds every year, so maybe they're not any good. But eventually they might be good. So they go to Pittsburgh tonight, tomorrow. Then they welcome in the Minnesota Twins. They get the Rays. They get the Rangers. Like, the schedule all of a sudden gets a hell of a lot tougher, and all the cupcakes are in the past. And while you went 6-3, and you're on pace to win over 100 games, I get it, man. I truly get it. I don't think this team's going anywhere, and it's because Scott Harris can't build the baseball team right now. I understand what he's thinking. He's only here second year. We've been here our whole lives. Tigers haven't made the playoffs in 10 years. There's been a whole generation of Tiger fans that have gone by the wayside. Nobody cares. All the kids right now, they don't care. They're probably watching YouTube. But in Scott Harris's defense, he's probably thinking, all right, second year, I'm not going to make any crazy trades. I'm not going to say, hey, I'm starting the clock on my presidentship, if you will. Not going to give them any reason to believe we should be any good. Going to take this year. I'm going to figure out what we got. I'm going to do inventory. I'm going to see who can play and who can't play. Like, that's what he's thinking. And that's fine. It's only his second year. But Jesus, for all the long-suffering fans that flooded Comerica over the weekend, that are truly excited about another season of Tigers baseball, don't they deserve to make the postseason? You can do both. You can take inventory of what you got, try to get your young guys at bat while going out and actually having made some moves and getting some proven bats. He didn't do any of that. Like, Scott Harris so far, I gave you the list of his moves. Not impressive. And he also screwed up the Eduardo Rodriguez deal. So while I'm not saying fire him, that's ridiculous, I'm just very underwhelmed by this entire organization. And maybe I'm being unfair because it's only 9 games and really only 2 games I'm truly pissed off about. But man, you played a bunch of bad teams, you barely beat said bad teams, and then you got owned and embarrassed the last 2 games of the series against the A's. But there is one bit of good news, I guess. I mentioned that I worked with Mark Ryan yesterday, the new guy. Good dude. He gave me those 2 stats about the 12 teams that made the playoffs last year and what they averaged runs and hits. Well, he also gave me this stat. Over the last decade, the last remaining unbeaten teams made the playoffs 66% of the time. There were 12 of them. 8 of them made the playoffs. Tigers were 5-0. The last unbeaten team in Major League Baseball. Now, it was rain delay aided, but it doesn't matter. So maybe you believe you should think positive. Maybe you believe that's a good stat. And considering the Tigers started 5-0, that they could make the postseason. I don't believe that. Listen, I still don't think the division is any good. Guardians are the best in the division right now. They just lost Shane Bieber, one of their better pitchers for the entire year. The Minnesota Twins have injuries. They lost Sonny Gray in the offseason. They cut $30 million in payroll. So I still think it's a winnable division. I do. But I think we're going to see way too many games where the Tigers' bats are impotent. And it's going to be brutal because I can watch baseball when you have bad pitching, but you're raking the ball all over the ballpark. But I cannot watch baseball when you're losing 2-0 or 3-1. Boring, awful, no bombs, no dongs. I can't deal with it. So I'm curious what you think. Is it fucking ridiculous to allow 2 games to form your entire opinion about the Detroit Tigers when they got so many more left? 153 to be exact. Let me know. In the meantime, let's do some comments and get the hell out of here. My last podcast was, you guessed it, about the Tigers. Things were better. They were 6-1 going into opening day. A lot of people watched that podcast. A lot of people listened to that podcast. Let me give you what people said. Here we go. Jordan Ramirez, 1491, says Matt Chapman has the exact same profile as Javi Baez. Yeah, he's got a hell of a lot more RBI. Tell you that much. Tomorrow's podcast, unless something really big happens, I got to give you the Javi Baez conundrum. Something happened to Javi over the weekend that I think is going to happen a lot more to Baez. But I'm curious if you as a fan think it's okay to do. So we'll get to that. Noah Conley says, Torque has always struggled early in the season, dating back to college and the minors. He's a California kid, after all, and plays better in warm weather. Once June and July get here, he's going to be dangerous. I hope so. Then one more for you. At N8Dog, Nate Dog, 2669. Rieger with the Hall of Fame hair and a bunch of laughing out loud emojis. I'm letting it grow back just a little bit. I'm looking for the perfect length. I haven't found it quite yet. I think it looks better like this rather than being completely bald. You can let me know what you think. All right, that's going to do it for the Daily Ticket. I know this podcast was probably ridiculous. I know this podcast probably is unrealistic. I know you're probably laughing at this podcast because I'm way too reactionary, but I can't take any more bad, low offensive baseball. I just can't. Their offense is offensive. So let me know what you think. Did the last two games change your mind about anything about this team? For me, it's a big yes. I've gone from making the playoffs to not. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I've seen this offense before, and I can't take any more of it. That's going to do it for the Daily Ticket. Hit me up in the comments section. Follow, rate, review the Daily Ticket. Until tomorrow, we say goodbye.